USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The first presidential debate set for tomorrow between President Trump and the Democratic nominee Joe Biden will face off in Cleveland for a 90-minute event. Meanwhile, businesses in Cleveland are already boarding up their establishments ahead of that debate in case of any unrest or vandalism that might arise. Confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett will begin on the 12th of October. According to Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham, former Vice President Joe Biden, in a Wilmington, Delaware news conference, says Americans should have a say with their vote in November on who the next Supreme Court justice will be.
There are Senate Republicans out there who know in their hearts they shut out the voices of those during an election, closing the door on American democracy thereafter.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
October 8th is World Sight Day, the day to raise awareness that hundreds of millions of kids around the world need glasses, but don't have access to get them. This World Sight Day, leading global vision nonprofit OneSight is launching a free digital children's book called Through the Looking Glasses, Stories About Seeing Clearly. The book features 30 children's stories and illustrations about seeing clearly by authors and artists from 17 different countries. To celebrate the launch, OneSight is hosting an online bedtime stories event, where numerous celebrities, athletes, and authors will read bedtime stories to children globally on World Sight Day this October 8th at 7 p.m. Together, we can make an impact with vision care around the world. To learn more about World Sight Day, participate in bedtime stories, and download the free new book, please go to onesight.org/worldsightsday. That's onesight.org/worldsightsday.
A federal judge has stopped the Trump administration's ban on TikTok from taking effect, a temporary block coming just hours before downloads of the video sharing app were set to be banned because TikTok's parent company still has links with China. The tech giant Oracle is set to buy TikTok from ByteDance in an effort to ensure that TikTok remains active in the U.S., the president giving preliminary approval to that Oracle deal, but the deal is not yet final. Suicides on the rise among active-duty U.S. military members, especially as the pandemic continues. Army officials report the numbers have jumped by as much as 30%, with 114 suicides this year. The U.S. Attorney General threatening to sue the city of San Francisco over COVID-19 restrictions, preventing churches from opening. It comes even as some lifting of limitations is expected this week at places of worship. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I love the product. It's making me feel young again. I'm 84 years old, and I feel 50. So I'll tell you, it is a wonder. And that's why I want to make sure that I always get it on time. I don't want to miss a dose.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Jews around the world celebrating their holiest day of the year, Yom Kippur, which started last evening and ends this evening. Also known as the Day of Atonement, its central themes are atonement and repentance. California is facing more fire danger over the next 36 hours at least, with a red flag warning in effect for most of Northern California and parts of Southern Cal. A heat wave combined with low humidity and gusty winds increasing the risks for fires that could spread quickly. Over the weekend, two new fires broke out in Northern California, the Glass Fire and the Zog Fire. Both have burned thousands of acres already. It's been a record-setting season for wildfires in California, with over 3.7 million acres scorched. This year's G20 Economic Summit will be held virtually because of the coronavirus pandemic. The host nation, Saudi Arabia, announcing today the November event will be held via teleconference. The summit is the annual meeting of political and financial leaders representing the world's largest economies. The Los Angeles Lakers set to take on the Miami Heat in the 2020 NBA Finals beginning Wednesday at the Bubble in Orlando. The Heat winning the Eastern Conference Finals, beating Boston in Game 6 Sunday. The Lakers eliminated the Nuggets on Saturday to advance in the West. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.